Bossy Oak Swamp Bottom do drop on in. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday my kids will. He said, do me a favor.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break. Is your host, Ray I. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. This is a special Conservation Federation of Missouri segment. We'll be bringing you information from the Conservation Federation of Missouri weekly on our radio programming. This week, Executive Director Brandon Butler is going to interview Glenn Chambers.
The wildlife and its habitat cannot speak, so we must, and we will.
You're listening to the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Here's Executive Director Brandon Butler.
Welcome to a special edition of Conservation Federation. Today I'm joined by Glenn Chambers, former president of the Conservation Federation, as well as MDC employee, longtime conservationist and artist, and just all-around great guy. Glenn, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I know a lot about Glenn Chambers later in life, a lot of the professional stuff. Tell me about your childhood. Where'd you grow up, and how'd you get into this outdoor lifestyle? Okay.
I grew up on a farm in Bates County near the. I was born at home on a farm near a little town of Passaic, which is between Butler, Adrian. And anyway, as a farm boy, that's all I ever knew. At that time, that was prairie chicken country. I mean, big time. And we had a lot of prairie chickens on our farm. We didn't particularly farm for them. They were just there because we had the grassland habitat for them, and we had food plots, which we didn't call them food plots. They were failed cornfields is what they were. They provided some forage for the birds, and at one time we had 50. I was looking into some of Schwartz's old records for a presentation I gave up at Frank Overly's, and I was looking in the Schwartz book, and I found the data that he recorded in 1942 on our farm, and we had 50 prairie chicken cocks per acre. Now, we had a population. We had a lot of birds. Life rocked on, and I grew up as a farm boy, had my regular childhood pets like raccoons and crows and foxes and coyotes and you name it. I've had 26 different species of those critters in captivity during my filming career. And I've been 60 years behind the camera. But it all started on the farm where I sawed the corner off of a smokehouse door. Okay, made it, took a pipe-shaped wedge out of the corner of the four-house door, and we had raccoons and bird dogs, and we fed those dogs. People out there will remember what cracklings are. As a farm boy, you made cracklings every year after you had butchered hogs, and the cracklings made excellent food for the raccoon hounds and for the bird dogs, but the dogs would clean up everything off of this big rock right out in front of the smokehouse door. So when I was 8 years old, I got the idea I could saw the corner off of that door, and I can get inside and close the door and take my father's box brownie camera, which was a 120, and you crank it one way, and it clicked. You got an exposure, and you cranked it the next way and got a click. You got another exposure. So I had a real opportunity there to get close-up birds, and it was a lot of fun. And that's where I got my start with my photography at a very, very early age. And I never looked back.
What year did you graduate from college, and then what did you do immediately after
Graduated in 54 from high school, 58 from college, 60 from the University of Missouri with my master's degree, and the next day I went to work for the conservation department.
And what was your first job there?
First job was down at August A. Bush Wildlife Management Area in St. Willing Spring, and I managed that for a year. Our director, Larry Gale, the department at that time was really pushing, as we still are, for more opportunity for hunting and fishing, especially for youth. That was in 1960, okay? Larry Gale was our director, and he said, Glenn, I'm going to make you an assignment on the August A. Bush Wildlife Area, which permits no firearms hunting of any kind. And he said, your goal, before I can promote you, is that you introduce youth deer hunting, with archery, and squirrel hunting. Okay? Now, you want to remember that that area had been set aside by Mr. Bush to be a refuge. No hunting, no fishing. Field trial people, yes, bird dog, you know, training, and Labrador retriever training, and national field trials. The bird dogs had it all, the bird dogs and the rabbit people. It was an interesting transition. I caught some real fire over the whole thing at that time. And George Carson with the Globe Democrat. And he heard about this, and the field trials all got up in his face, and they were a very, very popular part of the landscape back in those days on the Bush area. And he said, he called up Mr. Gale, and he said, I'd like to come down and have an interview with your new biologist. And I could see where that was headed, because he was supported by these folks that thought that area had only one use, and that was for field dog trialing, any description, and a little bit of fishing. So we launched into it, and the fire began to fly. And George come out with a big article, and he says, the boy biologist has arrived at the Bush area. He said, I want... He wrote the story about, he said, I want to come out and ride in this topless Jeep with you and see what in the world you do to make a rabbit survey. I said, that's fine. So we set up a date. We used dew boards to census the rabbits. We'd drive along the night before, put them out on the roadsides. In the night, they would collect the dew, and you could tell, make a connection between the dew that you would see on these boards and the number of rabbits you would count on the dew board route. It was one of my first biological experiences. George Carson didn't like it, and boy, he got up in there, and he got a lot of people up in the air about it. Larry said, I got their director. He said, you got my support. You just do what I told you. Get a deer season, archery deer season for the kids, and get a squirrel season. And so I kept working at it, taking flak, threats, all kinds of, you know what it would be like. And so weathered that storm, and guess what? A year to date, Mr. Gale sent me a letter, and he said, Glenn, you have done a notorious job. We have both archery deer, and now we have squirrel hunting. And he said, it's time to move you to Columbia. And so he said, I have a biologist job open for you there. And so that was my second year with the department.
What are just a few great memories you want to share about time spent outdoors?
When I start thinking about time that I've spent outdoors, it's time that I've spent in the photography blind in locations from above the Arctic Circle to Guatemala. And that's a lot of miles, and there are a lot of critters in between. But, you know, the polar bears, the Alaskan brown bears, all of the species that I've photographed while I was in those places, then go on down to Guatemala, photograph the turkey down there. That was a highlight. Safaris, bundled, make a lifetime of really joy for me. And to pick out one...
Well, what's your hope for the future of conservation in Missouri?
You know, I think we have a bright future for conservation. I think we have youth that are interested in conservation. I think we need to put more emphasis on the youth, because that's where it is. You know, that's what everybody says. That's where it is. Well, they're right. That's where it is. And anything that's youth-centered in our position, see, I'm 81 years old. I've been 60 years behind the camera doing one thing, and that's taking pictures. You've got to be dedicated, I'd say. But anyway, there's room for kids out there to do what I have done. If they want to apply themselves and pick up their bootstraps and said, like Charlie Schwartz told me, he said, pull up your hip bootstraps, we're heading this way. And that's what I did. Yep, been a great life, great time.
Yeah. Well, on behalf of the Federation and so many of your friends that are listening to this, I just want you to know how much we appreciate you and how much we really love you. And thanks a lot for doing this today.
And no problem. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Glenn. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.